This piece was brought to you by Brooklyn Slate, brooklynslate.com, heritageradionetwork.org. This is the news.
Mimi Sheraton is a journalist, restaurant critic, lecturer, IACP and James Beard Award-winning cookbook author, and the woman about whom famed chef Jean Georges declared, "Her knowledge knows no bounds. Her glossary of flavors is ultimate. Her opinion is like gold." The former restaurant critic of the New York Times, she's also written for The New Yorker, Vogue, Vanity Fair, Food & Wine, Smithsonian, and many others. Jack Inslee of Heritage Radio Network was lucky enough to sit down with her and get a quick but poignant interview regarding her recent publication, 1,000 Foods to Eat Before You Die.
From its predecessor, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, I was at a dinner party seated with Patricia Schultz, the author of 1,000 Places. She gave me a copy of the book, which I took home, and I thought, why not 1,000 Foods to Eat Before You Die? And my husband said, "You're out of your mind." And he was right, but the idea persisted, and I called Peter Workman and said, you know, "How about it?" And he said, "Interesting idea." I went up, met some of the editors, and it was supposed to be delivered in 2 years, and it took 10.
She then gives us an idea of foods to expect in the book and why they remain significant to her.
Well, I suppose chicken soup would have to be one of them, because it was to my mother a defining element in establishing someone's character. She always felt if a woman couldn't make good chicken soup, she was totally worthless. Things I loved very much as a child that I still do, fried eggs being one of my most favorite. And then growing up in Brooklyn, there were Nathan's hot dogs, which figured, and a frozen Milky Way, which was a very Brooklyn candy. And when I began to list the foods I wanted to put in 1,000 Foods to Eat Before You Die, the first two things were frozen Milky Way and caviar. And that kind of defined the limits of the book. A lot is low down and common, a lot is stylish and very expensive, and both are to be respected and loved and depending on one's memories.
Mimi will be on a panel at the Food Book Fair 2015 called 1,000 Foods to Eat Before You Die. Mimi will be looking at some of the most influential and important dishes of her life, as well as her experiences at the 1939 World's Fair, paired with a tasting of select foods from the book. I'm Declan Christenberry for Heritage Radio Network.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.